I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to Series 2 of 17 Questions. Each week we'll be asking celebrities, influencers and authors 17 random questions you never knew you wanted the answers to. Can you tell us your name and a little bit about yourself?
So my name is Daisy Muskell. I am 21 years old and I'm a presenter. And I am a little bit crazy, I think. That's what my friends would say. My mum would say I'm very crazy.
What's the wisest thing you have ever heard someone say?
The wisest thing... I'm going to go for a movie quote. And it's... when I tell you the movie, it's probably not going to end up being the wisest thing anymore and I probably shouldn't live by it. But it's a quote from the... what is it called? The Confessions of a Shopaholic film. I loved the books growing up, but it's from the film. And the quote is, there's a difference between cost and worth. And I think it was her excuse for... buying anything in life, but I use it not only for a purchasing sense. I've got the worst spending habits, but also just in terms of figuring out who I'm going to spend time on and where I'm going to spend energy. I think there is a massive difference between cost and worth, and that's what you should weigh up when considering any opportunity. So that's one that I live by.
Describe your perfect holiday. Where are we in the world, and what are we doing?
My perfect holiday. I was a beach baby growing up, so my parents worshipped the sun, and we used to sit on the beach, me and my sister, from 7 in the morning till 7 at night, and they just gave us a bat and ball to play on the sand with. So I think that almost scarred me from beach holidays for life. Oh, I love the sun and I do love going away on a beach holiday. But last year I went skiing and it was the first time I'd been to a cold country away. So I think that I would sway more towards a colder country, a log cabin, good food, good company, a sauna. Yeah, that I'm going for that vibe now. All the snow sports. I like to do an activity. I'm quite an activity girl as well when I'm away. So definitely a colder country now.
What was the last thing you took a photo of?
Oh Lord, this is incriminating now. Let's have a look. The last thing I took a photo of. Oh, this is fun, actually. So, actually, there's two we can go here. There's this one. So, this was from Kiss Breakfast. We interviewed Steph London today. She popped in talking about her brand new single. So, this is the photo of Steph London, Tom, who I present Kiss Breakfast with, and I. And she is rocking a chain. I think she said it was something like 75,000... pounds that she paid for. It was custom made. This is the photo. And then the other one, which is what I actually took this morning, because that was more of a screenshot, was of a pineapple. So I get up at the craziest hours in the morning. I get up at 3, and sometimes my dietary choices aren't the best at that time. I don't make the best decisions. I decided to cut a pineapple, which I did so very efficiently, can I just say. There was no waste in that. And I ate the whole thing at 3 in the morning, and then I searched up on Google the detrimental effects of eating a whole pineapple, and I can say that during the show this morning, I did take multiple toilet breaks. Don't eat a whole pineapple, anyone listening to it. It's very detrimental to your health.
When people come to you for help, what do they usually want help with?
I think I'm a mediator, for sure, in a friendship or in any relationship. I can be fiery, but I'm very rational with it. So I'm great at writing complaints. I'm great at complaining over email or on the phone as well. I'm good at blagging a deal too. So if you ever need to negotiate a phone contract, I'm the girl for you. I'm good with relationships, although I've been single my entire life. I take an outsider's perspective, and I'm good with the relationship advice as well. And medical, I've got a lot of medical knowledge. Yeah, I'm very medically inclined for some weird reason, but I think it's because I Google everything whenever I get the slightest symptom. So my head is full of medical knowledge.
What celebrity do you have a secret crush on?
I don't think this is a secret anymore because I answer with the same answer every time, the same person every time. It's Big Nasty. I don't even want it to be a secret, actually. I actually... This is going to sound so strange, but I was working once. I was presenting. I used to present a live show on 4Music, and they sent me to a donut factory, and they made me make Big Nasty a donut to present to him on the show. And I remember watching back the episode because I wasn't in at the time when he came in to receive the donut. He just ate it after I'd made it for him. It was very, very strange. And I have a clip of him shouting out my name, and it was one of the best, honestly, one of the best moments of my life. I mean, I am in love with Big Nasty, and I don't really want it to be a secret anymore. I'm not ashamed.
What's the title of this current chapter in your life?
I think it's a working title at the minute, so which means I don't really know what I'm doing, where I am or where I'm going, but we're having a good time and there is a lot of work that's being done. I think what's so incredible about my life up until this point is it changed so drastically. I didn't know what I wanted to do straight out from leaving school, which was just 2 years ago, and now I'm in the most incredible position, and I get to wake up every morning and do what I love, which I'm so lucky to be able to say. And it was something that I never thought I'd be in this position, of being content and working on in a field and in an industry that I can see myself in the future as well. So I think it's a working title at the minute, but I think I'm going to look back at this chapter and it's going to be something really special because I'm young, I'm 21, everyone looks back on their early 20s. So to be able to say that I was doing what I was doing at 21 is exciting.
What TV show is your guilty pleasure?
I love Ancient Aliens. So I'm a massive documentary geek. I love an Ancient Alien. And also I love the ID channel, Sky ID channel. I watch back to back to back forensic and murder documentaries. There isn't one that I haven't seen now, which is quite terrifying to say. It often slips out on a day and then you get sort of you don't get the greatest response on that. But I have a fascination with aliens, with sci-fi, with murder mystery. Those are definitely my guilty pleasures, and I can binge watch them for hours and hours on end. And then when you take yourself out of that situation, you see the world so differently. I waste a lot of hours watching programs like that.
What are you working on at the moment?
What am I working on? I'm working on my mental health, which sounds so scary to say out loud. It feels really scary to say out loud. And it's not that my mental health is in a bad state at the minute whatsoever, but I think I'm working on the concept of maintenance. It's so important. We all go for massages, we get our nails done, we'll get our hair done. But I think that mental health is something that you need to invest in as well. It's so much a part of a self-care regime. So it's about making sure I'm managing my time correctly, making sure that I'm expressing my emotions in the most successful way, and I'm telling people what I need from them and what I expect from them, and being able to give out those sort of cues when I need help. So that's something that I'm working on at the minute. It's the maintenance of making sure that I'm in the best place that I can be. And I think that's something that we should all embrace a little bit more as well. In the UK, we work so hard, we really do. And making sure that we're not only taking care of ourselves physically, but also mentally, and not being afraid to say that is something that's really important.
What is your order at Nando's?
I feel that everyone judges people by their orders at Nando's, so I'm scared to say this. Honestly, Nando's isn't my favourite place to go and eat. Let me just say that. So I'm not fully debriefed on the full menu. Maybe I need to get out a little bit more. But my order at Nando's is their sunset burger. Yes, I go for a burger at Nando's. I'm not ashamed to say it. And I'll get... Don't even judge me for this either. I'll double up on the carbs. There's no rules to saying you can't carb square things. So I'll get the sweet potato mash and I'll get the chips as well, because potatoes are so diverse and you can get something from cooking them in different forms. So that is my order. A sunset burger, sweet potato mash and fries at Nando's. I'm content. I'm happy.
What's your go-to favourite song you're most likely to sing your heart out to at karaoke?
Oh, wow. So, it's funny actually. So, in the mornings, I'm quite delirious. Everyone in the studio is quite delirious. And I have the most incredible producer. He's Australian. And we are honestly soul sisters. I've never... It's like we... We're the same person living on completely opposite sides of the world. And we both know the song lyrics to every single Lizzie McGuire tune or old school Hannah Montana anthem. We love a bit of Miley, old school Demi, Vanessa Hudgens. So we have karaoke sessions on the regular in between the travel at like 6:30 in the morning. It's incredible. But the go-to, I think, I would say, is maybe a JoJo. Baby It's You, because you can take that on your own, but if you've got someone with you, then they can play Bow Wow, because he was on the remix, so you've got the best of both worlds there as well. And I will never forget the video of her in low-rise jeans walking through that fairground. That can just be reenacted easily on stage wherever you are as well. And I feel like I dress from the noughties.
If you were arrested with no explanation, what would your friends and family think you had done?
I don't think it'd be a surprise to them, which is really sad. I feel like my wrists were made for handcuffs, so that's a terrible statement to make. No, that's just not, that's not appropriate. But yeah, first of all, they wouldn't be surprised. But I think it would be because I'm a great blagger. So I'd end up blagging my way into the mafia, I think, and get wrapped up in a crime associated with being a part of the mafia. I'm sure there are many. I've got into Killing Eve recently, so I was catching up and watching the episodes back to back. I finished the two seasons now in a matter of 2 days, and I refused to speak in anything other than a Russian accent. I was absolutely in love with the assassin.
Hello.
I don't know. It's like the best. It's honestly the best. I'm like, I'm bored. I love it so much. And in another life, maybe that will be a little side hustle that I'll adopt, I think. Maybe I shouldn't say that out loud. That defeats the whole part of her job. Now you know. Now I'm easily cool. But yeah, it would definitely be being a part of the mafia or blagging my way into a really stupid situation. That's what I'd be arrested for.
If you were a potato, what sort would you be?
This is the best question I think I've ever been asked and will ever be asked. I would be a hash brown. I would be a hash brown for sure, because I operate best in the morning, but I'm also really good after a night out. Do you know what I mean? I'm just the best of both worlds. Early mornings and a late night gal, always in your freezer, really reliable, and can really pull a meal together. So that is me. I'm a hash brown through and through, I think.
What's something people don't know about you?
I'm scared of octopuses. Is it, what is the plural of octopus? This is the thing. This is also maybe something people don't know about me. I don't know the plural of octopus. Is it octopi? I'm scared of octopi. What sounds better? I'm scared of octopi or I'm scared of octopuses. Something that people don't know about me is I'm scared of octopi. Yeah, no, it's true. I don't know where the fear came from. I'm not into them at all. I saw them on a David Attenborough documentary, and it actually put me off David Attenborough. That's the thing. I know, how horrific. That's a sweeping statement. But yeah, I'm not into them at all. That's something that people don't know about me. I don't really like to confess my fears. I always worry about that. We did this. Do you remember when people were doing that cheesing challenge on Twitter, where they were throwing slices of burger cheese at people's faces? Well, I told everyone in the studio where I work at Kiss that I have a phobia of cheese, which I do. I'm not into cheese at all. I like eating it, but I cannot hold it if it's uncooked. It's something to do with me thinking that if I cook it, it burns the germs off of them. I don't understand why. I told you. I started off by saying I am crazy, and I am. So then they ended up trapping me in the studio and making me throw cheese at Tom's face, who I present at. So I don't really like to confess my fears because then people put you in hot water with them. But I'm scared of octopi. There you go. That's something that people don't know about me.
What's something you think every person should experience in their lifetime?
Going on a coach trip. I'm a massive advocate for coaches, honestly. So my friends are still at uni up and down the country. And not only do I like to save a bit of money, but I also just really enjoy the concept of getting on a coach. And they think it's horrific. And they're students, right? They think they do not understand why I put myself through the hell of the megabus. But I'm so into the megabus. I think that everyone needs to take a coach trip once in their life. Because... you know, there's two ends of the spectrum with it. You either get out of it and it's a really great experience and you've learnt something about yourself. There's good snacks along the way. I'm quite talkative, as you can probably tell, so I'd always make friends with someone at a service station stop, and then have separation anxiety when they leave me because, you know, obviously that's the way coach journeys work. Not everyone sticks together forever. But also, if you don't enjoy it, then you have a new appreciation for trains. So I think everyone should take a coach journey in their life. You definitely learn something from it.
You've just taken a huge bite out of a pizza and it's got pineapple on it. How do you feel?
I'm okay with pineapple on pizza. The thing that I'm not okay about a Hawaiian pizza is the ham concept. I do not trust anyone that consumes meat from a pizza restaurant. I just don't get it. It's not trustworthy, you know? It's like the meat that was in those Lunchables. You just don't know where it's coming from, you know? That is coming from neither animal or plant. So where is its birthing place? So it's not the pineapple that puts me off. It's the meat element. So as long as I could dodge the ham, I'm all good with the pineapple on pizza. That is an outrageous statement, I am aware, that I'm making.
Close your eyes and describe a scene of tranquility.
Oh, my scene of tranquility would be being not caught in a storm, because that doesn't sound tranquil whatsoever, but stormy weather is my scene of tranquility. I love rain. I love thunderstorms. I have a tattoo, actually, of a lightning bolt on my wrist, and there's a funny story about this. So my manager's notoriously difficult to buy gifts for. He's very cynical, he's very boring and unappreciative. So I thought, what will make him smile? And I thought, there's nothing that will make him smile more than an ego trip. So his management company, their logo is a lightning bolt. So I thought, you know what, let me just tattoo a lightning bolt on my wrist, and then, you know, he'll feel like he's with me forever. But that's what I didn't know, also, just because I forgot it was his birthday and it was just a panic buy at the last minute. But that what he doesn't know is that also stands for stormy weather, but I don't let him know that because I like him to think that he's special. So a scene of tranquility would be me being caught in stormy weather. In winter, I'm born in October, so I'm a real autumn winter baby. That's my scene of tranquility. A rainy night in October, November, with a good film on, a good movie on as well, and some mood lighting and some good food. That's my scene of tranquility. And Earl Grey tea as well. I'm a big Earl Grey tea drinker.
Thank you for listening to 17 Questions. If you loved this episode, please subscribe, share, and give us a good rating wherever you get your podcasts from. If you have any questions you'd love to hear our guests answer, tweet us or drop us a message. It's at 17 Questions across all socials. And we'll see you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.